Last episode, we began Mishnah Zayin, which is a series of interpretations on Alpi Shnayim Edim or Shlosha, the idea of having two witnesses or three, and why did the Torah say or three? Today, we're going to continue through Mishnah Zayin with the next explanation in the series. I'm actually going to read these Mishnayot a little bit out of order, because we're going to do a little bit of the end of 7 and then a little bit of the beginning of 8, because I think what's going to turn out is Rabbi Akiva kind of continues through. And there was sort of an insertion in the middle, which is related to Rabbi Akiva's point, but not the central thing that he's saying. So I'm going to read what I think Rabbi Akiva originally said, which actually means I'm going to be reading the Mishnayot a little bit out of order, and then I'll explain how it all fits together at the end. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ba hashalishi elach mir alav. The third only comes to make himself more stringent, to make it stringent upon him. V'lasot dinok yotzei va'elu. And to make his judgment just like the judgment of the others. So what does that mean? Well, in order to know what it means, you have to skip a little bit through the next couple of lines of the Mishnah and go to Mishnah Chet, to Mishnah 8. Mashnayim nimtzacha mehen karov pasul edutam b'teila. Just as when there are two witnesses and one of them turns out to be a relative of the other or is invalid witness for other reasons, like they're an untrustworthy person, then all of their testimony, the testimony of the entire cut, is Batela is cancelled, is annulled. Af shalosha nimsa achad mehen karov basul edotam Batela. So too, with three witnesses, a group of three witnesses, if one of them turns out to be a relative of one of the others, or to be an invalid witness for some other reason, then all of their testimony is annulled. You might think that with a group of three witnesses, even if one of them could be discounted because they're untrustworthy, you might think, oh, but I can rely on the other two, and the other two can still make a full cut of two witnesses. Rabbi Akiva teaches that the Or Shlosha in the Torah is to exactly discount that possibility, that actually all kitot of Edim, of all groups of witnesses, are treated exactly the same. If any one of the witnesses turns out to be invalid for whatever reason, then all of the testimony is cancelled and it's all irrelevant. So the only reason to add a third is because you want to sort of be machmir alav, to take on the stringency of being a witness. Then the testimony of the entire group of witnesses, of all the other witnesses, is dependent also on your character. And then this part of Rabbi Akiva's Midrash finishes the same way the others did. Minayin afilu me'ah, how do we know it applies to even a group of 100 witnesses? Talmud lomar edim. That's why it adds the word edim, which was not necessary, by the way. It says alpi shanayim edim or shlosha. You could have just said alpi shnayim or shlosha. You didn't have to say the word edim. So what does the word edim add to the understanding? It includes even a group of 100 edim. This is nothing to do with edim zomim. This is just an explanation of edut, of testimony in general. And in the next episode, we're going to see a couple of qualifications on Rabbi Akiva's understanding. Now I'm going to go back to the end of Mishnah Zayin, where there seems to be an insertion that midrashically expands on Rabbi Akiva's principle and makes a nice homiletical point out of it. V'im kein anash hakatuv v'nitpal ovrei avera. And if it's true that Scripture punishes somebody who is attached to those who do sins and treats them exactly the same as one who does sin, treats the one attached to the sinners as a sinner, then all the more so, all the more so God will give reward to one who is attached to people who do mitzvot and give them the reward as if they did a mitzvah. The point that this addition is trying to say, based on Rabbi Akiva's point, is that by joining the group of Edim, you might be implicated by the others in the group to becoming a false witness. Maybe you would even be lashed for that. And so the punishment for joining a group of false witnesses seems to be the same as being a false witness yourself. So if that's the case, then surely just being attached to somebody who does a mitzvah is as much good as doing the mitzvah itself, and you get the same reward. So this seems to be a homiletical point, just to hammer home the amazing rewards one gets for being associated with people who do mitzvot. It's not really related to Edom Zomimim, but it's sort of it's a nice sermonic point that derives from what's happening here. In the next episode, we're going to continue through Mishnah Chet and see three different qualifications on Rabbi Akiva's understanding of what the Or Shlosha Edim is doing in the Pasuk.